What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, there needs to be a serious deep dive into the current marital laws. Even though we all know this is a pipe dream, but still, the laws are archaic. Men are put into a no-win situation that ends with some men deciding to put the mask on. Why? Some men have decided, you know what? The woman who I'm married to has become so insufferable that I have to make a decision between two scenarios. Scenario one, living with this insufferable woman in a prison with the gun of the state pointed at me at all times. Or scenario two, I put the mask on. I take matters into my own hands and rid myself of the bane of my existence, go into actual prison, and still have the gun of the state pointed at me. Yeah, more and more men are deciding on the second scenario. Why? Because they can at least control the outcome of said event. Like this man did in this article that was published on the 12th of February. North Carolina man charged in stabbing deletion of wife. SWAT team called to deal with standoff, police say. A North Carolina man is in custody after being accused in the stabbing termination of his wife and a standoff involving SWAT, according to the Winston-Salem Police Department. The fact that they had to call in a SWAT team to deal with a man who picked up the hot butter knife of doom. That is hilarious. However, it is also very sad on the part of the responding officers. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! At around 8:08 p.m. on Saturday, officers were called to the 2300 block of Kaywood Lane to assist EMS with a deletion investigation involving a possible fall. EMS personnel had arrived at the scene earlier and discovered Amanda Jane English, 56, of Winston-Salem, deleted from apparent stab wounds. Sounds like someone decided to become a stabby McStabs a lot. Police say that EMS personnel were confronted inside the home by Joel Milton English, 62, of Winston-Salem, who was armed with a knife. EMS personnel then left the home to safety until officers arrived at the scene. Smart decision by the EMS personnel. They're not trained to deal with armed people. Joel English refused to surrender to the responding officers, according to investigators. The WSPD's SWAT team was then called to the scene and he would eventually be taken into custody at 11:52 p.m. by SWAT personnel. Now, let me go on a little bit of a side note. Yes, I said it kind of looks bad on the responding officers for them not being able to get this guy out of his home. However, they're going into a scene that they don't know. They don't know the inside of this man's home. If he's holed up in there, then yes, there are ways he could actually jump out, surprise them, and commence to playing Captain Stabbing with the officers. So yeah, I get it. Still looks bad on them, but hey, they had to make a decision. The WSPD's Criminal Investigations Division also responded to the scene and is leading the investigation into the termination. Investigators say that the victim and Joel English were married and living together. And that's kind of a no shit Sherlock scenario. Joel English is being charged with one count of first degree termination and is being held in the Forsyth County Detention Center under a $1 million bond. He will make his first appearance in court on Monday. The investigation is active and ongoing. There is no further information available at this time. Well. Let me reiterate. Marriage in this day and time for men has become a hostage situation. How long were this couple married? Were there any past events? Now, I have to also play devil's advocate here. Maybe this guy was off in the head. However, even in playing the devil's advocate with that simple statement, some people would say, well, if he was off in the head, excuse me, why didn't he try to get help? And there's the trick bag that the modern man is put in. There are little to no services available to help the modern man. Oh no, especially husbands. What are we told? Do better. What the hell does that even mean? And even when men actually try to reach out for help, society will do everything in its power to shame that man. Oh no, 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 no. More and more men have become ticking time bombs because of this society and how this society has allowed women to be utterly and totally disrespectful to said men. Why? Because these women know that they have the law on their side. Yeah. So what happens? That's right. More and more men are deciding to put that mask on. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give him a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. So you know I'm giving him a 15 on that one. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give him a 10. However, the fact that they had to call in a SWAT team, I gotta give them an extra 5. So for psychological impact, I'm gonna give them a 15 on that one too. And obviously for the brutality factor, come on now. Shanky McShank'em, Stabby McStabs a lot, Captain Stabbing, up close and personal, 15 for the brutality factor. So Joel, the exterminator, English gets a score of 50 plus a bonus 5. So his score gets bumped up to a 55. Like I said before, the institution of marriage has become so bad, so one-sided that yes, more and more men are starting to make that ultimate decision. keep living with this woman who's become the bane of my life, being disrespectful, argumentative, driving me closer and closer to the edge, or go ahead and deal with her, put on the mask, and go ahead and live out the rest of my days in relative peace behind bars. Yeah, it's just that bad. But hey, society refuses to do anything about it. So yeah, more and more men are becoming ticking time bombs, especially with the fact that there are no facilities that men can actually go to try to get the help that we so desperately need. Yeah, let it happen. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, particularly you married women who constantly think that you can get away with all of your bad behavior, all of your poking, prodding, constantly pushing your husband to the edge. Understand this. The power you think you have in that situation will go out. Feminism and believing that men are going to consistently stand down and let you get away with this bad behavior will go out right along with it. Because, like I said, many, many men are being pushed toward that point of no return. And guess what's going to happen when that man finally just says, you know what? Fuck it. That's going to be the end of you. He's going to make that fatal decision. I'm going to go in the cage, but I'm going to put your ass in the ground. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.